Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I please have your first and your last name?
My first name is Carla King.
Okay. And what's your zip code, please?
40162.
And what's that? What's your last name again?
King, K-I-N-G.
King, okay. All right, and verify your shipping address.
40162.
All right, thank you. And looking at this account. Verify the shipping address.
260 Blake Drive, Rainyville, Kentucky.
Okay, thank you. So this account shows the 24th of April. You signed up for the Supreme Keto and also the Supreme Cleanse. The products was based on the 14-day free trial. If the customer does not cancel within the 14 days of the free trial, then they do charge the full price for those two products, which each product is for $94.90. How may I help you?
I really don't... I would like a refund.
With the terms and conditions that's listed on that website, when ordering those products for that free trial, the company does consider the charges that you have in your account as being valid charges.
Okay. Well, I didn't receive the product.
You never received the trial period product that was ordered on the 24th of April?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, according to the USPS Postal Service, because whenever they deliver into your mailbox, they do put the date and time that they was delivered. They do have those products that's been delivered May the 7th at 11:45 a.m.
So what do I do now?
Okay, so only thing I can do since you're stating you did not receive them is do a reship for you.
I don't want to reship. Now, if it costs $100.
Well, there's nothing that I can do about the charges. Now, if you never received the products, I do apologize, but it is your responsibility to call in to let us know that you never received those trial period products. Now, I don't know if you have disputed any charges of that $94.90 or not, but your bank has called in to get verification to see if you placed this order. Did you, like,
yes.
Do a dispute or something with your cardholders?
Excuse me. I just know I do not want any more charges from whatever this is. So.
Okay, I understand that. I'm trying to see, have you disputed these charges with your bank since they call in to get verification to see if you placed the order? Hello?
Hello? Well, I mean, I didn't place an order, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, my card's on my save, you know, whatever. So,
Ms.
anybody
King,
can...
Did you call your bank in to dispute the $94.90 charges on your account?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so this is what you would have to do. You would have, I'm going to go ahead and get the account canceled. You're going to have to call back with your bank on the line. I don't know if they already even issue you a credit of a refund until the investigation is over or not, because that was the 18th of May when they called in to see if you placed that order. So what you would have to do is call back with your bank on the line. They're going to have to verify that the dispute is no longer in place, or they're not about to give you a charge back into your banking account on these charges that's on your account, because I don't know. But they did call in to get verification to see if you placed this order. Usually when you do a dispute with your card holders and they call in to us, we're going to notate the account that they call in to get verification on this account. Basically what they're trying to do is see if you placed the order for the trial period products. We're providing them with the tracking number as well to show that you received those products. It usually does cause a customer to get a charge back into their banking account. So that's why we need you to call back with your bank so they can verify to us that no dispute is on the charges anymore, or you're not into chargeback status.
Okay. right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome as well. Thank you for calling customer service.